Good morning, everybody, and welcome again to Warhope Baptist Church Online. I want to thank you for coming today. You might think it's a little unusual to be standing next to an old burnout tree, but it's windy out, and tried to find a place that would block some of the wind. Today, we're going to adjust our online presence, so you'll notice some changes taking place. However, our main goal is still the same as what we have at Warhope Baptist Church. That's to reach our community with the life-changing message of Jesus Christ. And that message, Jesus lived a perfect life, to give us an example. He died a criminal's death, and you know about that. And he rose from the grave, and in so doing, he smashed death, hell, and the grave. And the amazing thing, he did that for all of us. At Calvary, he defeated the majority of things that people really, really worry about today. And he did it for everybody. That can be a little overwhelming if you'll think about it. The Son of God would give his life and suffer for you and I. That's what he did. And that's our message. But before we get started today, I'd like to ask you to do some things. The only trouble with an online presence is we don't know who you are. Because of this, I'm going to ask you to do some things for us. Let us know who you are. Make a comment or send us an email or give us a call. If you're watching by Facebook or Vimeo, just take a moment. Send us a message. And again, as I said before, if you want to send us an email, my email address will be here. So send me an email and we'll make sure that we get back to you. So we want to hear something about you, or maybe there's something that you would like to talk about. Let us know and we'll address that in future recordings. So with that out of the way, let's get started. A couple of weeks ago, I heard a song that really moved me, and it was by Zach Williams and Dolly Parton. And this song hit me in a way that you may not expect. So take a few moments and listen to that song. So as the song says, for the Christian, it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, or where you've been, Jesus is always there. He promised us he would never leave us nor forsake us. He would always be there to help. But there's something else I want you to see. I believe that Jesus' main focus was for those who still are away from him. Those who maybe are hurting or they're going through some real deep struggles. I know in our world today, there's a lot of people going through some deep struggles. And perhaps you're one of those people. You're going through a tough time. Listen, I personally believe that Jesus wants to be there for you. He loves you. He died for you. He has an answer for your life. Why don't you let him join you in your life? So today, I'm going to show you some things that he said. But before we get into the scriptures, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the day you've given us. I thank you for the beautiful surroundings you've allowed us to have. Thank you for the people who are watching and listening. May you touch their hearts with the message of Jesus today. Because I know he wants to change their lives. And he can do it. Lord, I ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Just after coming out of the bush where Jesus had spent 40 days fasting and being tempted, he went to his own hometown. And when he went there, he went to a very normal place for him. He went on the Sabbath to a place where all the religious people hang out, and that was the Jewish temple. He sits down and asks for one of the scrolls. And this is what he read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Let me just point out his main focus. His job description, which he just read, his job was to bring the gospel or the good news of Jesus Christ to poor people. And that good news is the death, burial, and resurrection of himself. He also wanted to bring liberty to those who were held captive and bring sight to those who are blind. And we know from the records of his life, he did that over and over and over. And finally, he wanted to release those who were oppressed and marginalized. Now, let's make this personal. Do you feel less than fortunate? Have you been walking a really hard road? As the song just said, there is Jesus. He can make a difference. So maybe something that you've done or something that you're going through, somebody's got you held captive. They're abusing you. Listen, there is Jesus. He wants to help. Or perhaps you've been blinded by all the stuff, the noise that's going on in our world, on the news and on the TV. Our world is in a mess, and many of us are just looking around trying to find the truth. Well, let me tell you where the truth is, and the truth is in Jesus. That message has never changed, and it never will. He's changing lives today. So, do I think that Jesus can really help you? Well, before I answer that, I just want to point a few more things out to you. Just after he read us the portion from the book of Isaiah, he went to touch a family member of one of his followers. She had a huge fever. Jesus healed her instantaneously. And then before sunset on that very same day, he had touched and changed the lives of a lot of people worse off than you and me. So, do you think Jesus can change your life? I have no doubt that he can. Finally, let me tell you about a couple of people who met Jesus and their lives were changed. The first man I want to talk about is a man that I read about just a little while back who had been brought to his church in handcuffs and shackles. He's a pretty bad dude. He was told that this guy had been arrested many times, so he was just short of being a life sentence for a repeat offender. But he was brought to this church. After a couple of weeks, the young man bowed on his knees and invited Jesus into his life and changed him. He got discipled, and now he's a leader in his church. Oh, do I think Jesus can change your life? Oh, yeah. And the second man is a man, it's another one who looks like a no-hoper. Early on in his life, he and his brothers and sisters were sent out to steal food just to survive. Things even got worse. His mom and dad got hooked on the grog, and it was so bad that they couldn't look after the kids, and they just gave their kids away. This was very, very powerful in the life of those children. At 14 years old, this young man went to work in the mines around Sydney. And the money that he made only gave him the opportunity for he himself to get hooked on the grog. And eventually, he went off to battle. He went off to the war. And during that time, he saw things that no man should ever have to see. But he saw them. And it changed him. Eventually, he got back home. He survived the war. And after getting back home, he had a small pension, but it was only enough for him to get hooked on the grog. And he lay drunk in and out of brothels and in and out of the bars for 11 years. Anybody that would look at him would think, absolutely no hope. Then one day, under a fig tree, he heard about Jesus. He was ashamed of the life that he had been living. He chose to bow on his knees before God and invite Jesus into his life to change him. And from his own testimony, from that day forward, God gave him the strength to never again touch the grog. Was his life changed? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Changed from somebody who was an alcoholic and pretty much useless as far as man was concerned. But he met Jesus, and Jesus changed him and made him a productive person the rest of his life. Why did this happen? It's because that's what Jesus came to do. And according to the song we just heard, there is Jesus. He's always there. He's always reaching out to those who are hurting. He's always reaching out to those who are struggling. And Jesus wants to change your life today, just like he's changed the rest of these others. But what does he want from you? Well, first, he wants you to admit that you need his help and cry out to him. The first step to improvement is to realize you need to change. And if you will do that, you'll get his attention. But secondly, admit that the way you've been living was all wrong. The man that we talked about, he was ashamed of his past life. And when he bowed on his knees, he asked God to forgive him. And God forgave him as he said he would. And lastly, ask Jesus to show himself to you and to save you and to wash you clean and to make you brand new. The Bible promises anybody who gives their life to Christ will be made brand new. So my question for you today is this. Do you let him? Will you let him? Does this sound attractive to you? Will you let Jesus come in and change your life? Why don't you follow the example of these others we've talked about? And let Jesus, the Son of God, who give everything for you, change you as only he can do. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share about Jesus. Jesus is always there. He's always wanting to change our lives if we'll just admit we need his help and let him change us. And you've promised us a new life. Father, help us, help those who are in the deepest of struggles and pain to realize that you can make a difference through the life of your Son, Jesus. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Finally, if you've invited Jesus into your life, you'd like to tell somebody about it, drop us a note. Let us know. Thank you.